But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the beginning of the year, we talked about the University of Florida. We lost to Miami. A couple of decommitments. A lot of things were going this way and that way. And lo and behold, at the end of the year, didn't they look pretty darn good? Probably the best in the state as far as the recruiting, holding on to some recruits, and also the way they finished in arguably one of the toughest schedules in the SEC. And they came out, even in the games that they lost, they were in them. And all that talk about head coaches being fired and everybody, in disarray has suddenly in this offseason looked pretty good. Kevin Brockway and I talk about it throughout the entire year from the Gainesville Sun. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, wow. Well, you know, we sat there last August and we talked about the doom and gloom. And here we are on January the 6th. And wow, how things have turned around.
Yeah, certainly. And, they got a nice win, obviously, in the Gasparilla Bowl over Tulane. That's their first bowl win, Larry, since 2019. And albeit that, Tulane was playing their backup quarterback. And DJ Lagway was a little up and down, but, he's still 6-1 as a starter. And we'll go into a sophomore season with a lot of confidence. And obviously got some weapons around him, and particularly that late kind of flip where Dallas Wilson from Tampa Bay Tech asked out of his letter of a financial agreement, and now he's in the fold with UF and expected to enroll early here in the spring along with Vernell Brown and Nason Montgomery, the kid from Miami Central, too, who I watched at the Under Armour All-America game last week. Another guy that I think has a lot of potential.
You bring up those guys right there. There's the three wide receivers that can help DJ Lagway right in a hurry. But what about the defense? I think the two guys that Florida got in Hilton Stubbs and Ben Hanks Jr. could be two of the best in the country. Not just, here in this class, but two of the best in the country. I've had an opportunity to watch both of them. I thought that Hilton Stubbs was as good a safety as you're going to get. And Ben Hanks, I've watched him since he was in eighth grade. His father, obviously, a legacy at the University of Florida. But we talk about some of the offensive firepower, but you add those guys in there, along with the kid, Lagonza Haywood, who I think is another player. I mean, they've got, and we also saw Ty Jackson up at the Under Armour game. All of a sudden, that little group of Florida players has grown to the point where you got to feel pretty good if you're a Gator fan.
And they might need to contribute right away in the secondary, too, because of the situation with, Jakeem Jackson transferring, right? Jason Marshall Jr. is off the NFL draft, he's graduated. So, I mean, there's some opportunities there, certainly, for playing time. I mean, Devin Moore, unfortunately, hasn't proven that he can make it through a full season healthy. So, a guy like Ben Hanks Jr., if he comes in and can develop quickly, he may contribute right away. Kwamani McLean, obviously, the other one from a couple of years ago, who showed a little bit, this year as a sophomore, had a pick six in a Kentucky game. But another guy that, there's an opportunity in front of him as well. So it's going to be interesting to see in the secondary. There are going to be some jobs up for grabs that maybe some of those freshmen could come in right away and, get some immediate playing time.
Yeah, and I mean, and we downplay a couple of these players. You talked about Nayshon Montgomery. I mean, the kid, you watched him. I mean, he's a freak. Watched him all year. But there's a couple of other kids in this class that people better not sleep on, because I've had an opportunity to watch Byron Lewis, and I thought Byron Lewis was as good as any back in the state of Florida, came out of American Heritage Plantation. And Tremell Jones. A kid who was committed to FSU early on, a quarterback out of Mandarin, somebody that, you know, I kind of thought that when they got him, it didn't make as much noise as I thought it should have. I think he's really good. And a guy who was actually, and how funny how things have changed, but the guy who was the gem of the class early on was Waltez Clark from Tampa Plant. And now he's just, you know, another one of the guys. You know, I can't be more emphatic, Kevin, with this recruiting class, because, you know, as somebody who follows these kids throughout the course of their careers, I was blown away by the fact that Florida got an opportunity, especially, you know, when things were looking a little doom and gloom early on with a couple of decommitments, that they came away with them. And plus, you mix them with some of the returning players, and it really doesn't matter when people talk about the schedule, because could they have had a tougher schedule than this year?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because everything is going to be flipped in the SEC next year in terms of, you know, next year they go to Texas A&M, but Tennessee comes there, Texas comes there. So I still think it's going to be a challenge. I'm sure you saw, too, you've got LSU and Miami back-to-back in September, both on the road. That's going to be interesting. But at least you don't get, you know, Miami right out of the gate. You kind of, I think this year what's different about the schedule for Florida is you have those two games against LIU and USF where you can, you know, particularly LSU is almost pretty much a preseason type game where you can get some kinks out where you haven't had that the last few years. Maybe you can kind of ease into September a little bit in terms of, you know, figuring some things out, figuring some personnel out. So it's going to be a little bit of a different schedule next year, but I still think it's going to be challenging top to bottom. The SEC, though, Larry, did take a few licks in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the ACC did much better, but certainly what Ohio State and what the Big Ten are doing in Penn State, all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at another conference that's kind of, you know, matching the SEC in terms of being a superpower.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point. It's because, you know, look at there was a few chinks in the armor there and in the SEC in the postseason, plus the fact that Florida does return some pretty good kids, especially up front defensively, where I thought that they really, you know, you look back at some of the games like Tennessee, obviously if Lagway's healthy, they really have a chance to win the game. The Georgia game, where it really was right there for them as well. I think this team learned how to win. And I know that, you know, when Billy was talking about it early on in the season, that was his main concern, is we have a lot of kids who are first-time kids who have to step up. Do they know what it's like to win? But I thought that they competed in every game, with the exception of the A&M game, which they were out of early. They were in every single game. It's got to give a lot of these kids a lot of optimism. What about portal? Do they still going to explore the portal as far as depth on the offensive line or starters on the defense?
Well, you know, the semester doesn't start until Monday. So they did obviously recently pick up a safety from UAB, but haven't really had as many additions as I thought they would. You know, I think the big addition offensively is J. Michael Sturdivant, the wide receiver from Cal and from UCLA, who started his career at Cal. He's had pretty good numbers his first three seasons. He's kind of a bigger target too, 6'3" kid. And, you know, the one thing you can say about Billy Napier and his staff, they've been pretty good in the portal with wide receivers, obviously with, you know, what Ricky Pearsall did, with what Elijah Badger and Shimeray Dike did this past year. So their evaluations there have been pretty astute. So we'll see if Sturdivant can continue that trend.
Good stuff. Kevin, let everybody know how they can follow you. A lot of good stuff coming up in January and then towards heading down towards spring. Let everybody know how they can follow your stories on the Gainesville Sun as well as on social media.
Yeah, Gatorsports.com and Gainesville.com. And on X, I am at Kevin Brockway G1.
Well, I'm glad you're using X now. I mean, we've said Twitter for so long. We're finally getting accustomed to it. Kevin, I can't thank you enough, brother. Happy New Year. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Larry. Thank you.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun.